Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of local cycling news, culture tips, product reviews, and discussions about our love for bike. The Cycling Matters Podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hi, I'm King.
I'm Karen.
Hello. So in this episode of the Cycling Matters Podcast, we are joined by our guest, who is also known as the Bald Trekker. He's a content creator, and now he's also on YouTube as the Bald Trekker. So please welcome Jer Victor.
Hi. Thank you for having me here.
Hello, welcome. In this episode, we'll talk about blogging and content creation in the cycling community, Jer's dreams as the Bald Trekker, and also what he thinks about the Filipino cycling culture. So before anything else, please remember to subscribe to the Cycling Matters Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. You know, we release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform before you make your way home from work or from school, wherever. Put on some headphones and enjoy the discussion. Also remember that you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. All right, so let's get started.
Yes.
So, hello, welcome, Jer.
Hello.
Hi. So, nakilala ko si Jer. Una nagkita kami sa ano sa Specialized. Maginhawa opening.
Ayaw yung opening nun.
Yeah, man.
Yun pala yun.
Yeah, dude. And alam mo ba, like, nung nag-hi ka sa amin, parang, teka, kilala ko siya, pero di ko maalala.
I think I was vlogging back then. Parang I was in front of my camera. Parang, blah, 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 blah. Ito, nito ako sa, biglang nakita ko si King. Parang, uy, teka, Cycling Matters, uy. Tapos yun.
Yeah. Pero, oh no, wait. Kilala ko siya, pero di ko maalala. But yes, Jer Victor. Hello, welcome. So first, before we talk about your blog, the Bald Trekker, parang I'm curious lang, like, how did you get into cycling in the first place?
It was way back 2013. I tried a lot of sports back then. Before noon, I did kasi tayo mga Pinoy, we've been through basketball, tapos I also did other sports like ultimate frisbee. Tapos nagma-mountaineering na rin. And then I wanted to try something else. Before cycling, naglo-longboard na rin. So board sports. Tapos nung time na 'yon, parang I want to try something else kasi mga barkada ko nagba-bike. So may influence na rin. So inisip ko, why not get a bike and try it, baka magustuhan ko. So I sold some of my stuff para makabuo ng isang proper na bisikleta, and then that's it. Yung first several na ride ko, sobrang saya. I never looked back sa other sports na natry ko, and then from then on nagtuloy-tuloy na. Maganda rin kasi na ano ko eh, na enjoy ko with my friends or without my friends, and I get to see places na right, hindi ko na experience eh, na compared to pag may sasakyan or nagta-travel ka on foot, iba talaga.
Yeah, that's really the wonder of cycling, no?
Totoo.
I know. Kaya ba parang yung title ng website, The Bald Trekker and not The Bald Rider?
I want the website to be flexible kasi. That time kasi, nasa mountaineering pa rin ako eh. Until now naman, ang nangyari yung website is dedicated to my outdoor lifestyle. So aside sa pagbabike, mountaineering na rin. So ang nangyari, doon ko din na-document yung mga travels ko, and at the same time nagkama pa ako ng YouTube channel, doon naman yung cycling related.
Okay. All right, pero same brand.
Same brand, yung Bald Trekker, paano ba naisip yun? Kasi syempre nagta-trek tapos bald kalbo. So yun lang, sobrang simple lang.
Nakakatawa yung ano, yung subtitle like for the folic. Ano yan? Ano
yan? Yeah. Outdoor Adventures for the Follically Challenged. I have to come up with something na witty. So, biglang, ano kayang ibang term para sa kalbo? Kasi sobrang simple. Ano kaya? Follically Challenged. So, okay, sige, go.
Wait, so does that mean na parang dapat to maintain your to maintain your brand. So kailangan mag-ahit every time ng ulo. Or
actually mas bagay lang talaga sa akin eh. Hindi naman sinasadya pero yun lang talaga.
Okay.
Yun lang. And I'm not carrying the brand too much anymore. More on sa pangal, self-title na talaga, Jer Victor.
Right. Okay. Sige. So for you in general, no, what is cycling for you?
Cycling for me, ang nangyari, naging broad na yung definition ko eh. Noona, recreation lang. That's one. Tapos, nakikita ko yung mga kaibigan ko. Tapos, so, more on, kumbaga, pakikisama na rin. More on yung friendship na nakikita ko sa cycling. Kasi, you're with your group, you're your friends. And then, una-una, pangalawa naman, naging lifestyle siya. Hindi lang siya transportation eh, which is another definition. And then, ginagamit din tool ang cycling as a way of giving or paying something forward kagaya ng mga charity rides. So
right.
Para sa akin,
right. Yeah.
Yun.
Yeah.
Lifestyle, transportation, recreation, and advocacy. That's cycling for me.
Okay. Kung pagpipiliin ka ng isa sa mga sinabi mo, ano yung favorite component mo ng cycling?
Ang favorite component ko ron,
life show.
Para sa akin, lifestyle.
Kasi, lifestyle.
Yun.
Ano ba yung, like, when you say lifestyle, parang, ano ba yung cycling lifestyle, like, for you? I don't know, personally, I don't know, everyday?
Dun napapasok yung term na bike is life na tinatawag.
Yeah, that's true. Hashtag bike is life.
Kumbaga, it just, nagko-concentrate na dun lahat eh. So, pag sinabi mong lifestyle, nandun na yung, you wanna go from point A to point B, magbabike ka, naging transportation.
Right.
You wanna meet up your friends, use your bike. As in, initially, and then, I love art. I love seeing things differently na rin. And para sa akin, yung the mismong yung form lang ng bisikleta eh, parang ang ganda rin, tingnan para sa akin eh. Yung model, yung brand, yung how it, yung architecture niya,
yeah.
Panalo. So talagang, yun. Can't explain talaga.
Okay lang. Nag-gets ko. Like, super nag-gets ko na parang, ando talaga yung parang lifestyle. Ando na yung mindset. Kumbaga, pupunta ako point A to point B. Ando na, parang automatic na, magbabike ako.
Yeah.
Ito.
Or maghahanap ka ng chance para magbike. Minsan nga parang, minsan ako, hindi ko kailangan magbike. Pero pag umulan, nalulungkot ako. Like,
totoo.
Hindi ko makakabike. Pero wala naman talaga yung plano magbike yung araw na yan. Parang mga ganong stuff.
Another is, it's therapeutic. Pag, kunwari, masaya ka, syempre, nag-i-enjoy ka, magbabike ka. Pero pag malungkot ka, you go out there and ride. Nakakawala kahit panandalian lang.
Ano?
Yeah.
Like, may mga times na kaya pagsakay mo ng bike, parang instant, papangiti ka na lang eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? No. Yes, that's lifestyle.
Yeah, it's really such a mood booster rin eh. Like,
totoo.
Like, sometimes you, like, when you're sad, that's really when you need to ride a bike. So, good for lifestyle, good for mood boosting.
Totoo.
Yeah.
I'm not sure kung hindi ko ma-explain it. Might be the wind, might be the surroundings, it might be the endorphins. I don't know. Pero masaya ako pag nagbabike.
Yeah, same. All right. So, can we talk about now about the Bald Trekker? So, who or what is the Bald Trekker? Ano yung content na people can expect from your blog or from YouTube? Can you tell us more about it?
Segregated sila, which is a challenge kasi sa website nandun yung travel tsaka yung outdoor component ko. And then sa YouTube channel naman yung mostly cycling. Ngayon naman nagda-diversify na ako sa travel aspect ng storytelling, which is nakakatawa kasi ang ganda ng reception. Recently nag-travel ako up north tapos nag-create ako ng content, ng video content para doon. And it was a big leap para sa akin kasi nasanay ako na yung audiences ko for cycling.
Right, yeah.
And then nung pinute out ko yung content, yung video na yon, ang ganda ng comments, parang nakatawa. Sana we have more of this, sabi nila. Kaya talagang wow, okay, sige. I'll do it in video form na rin. So yun lang naman, the Bald Trekker is someone who is a passionate person who is documenting his outdoor lifestyle. That's simply it. Yun lang naman.
All right.
I just want to tell my story
and share it to the world.
Share it to the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Kung if ever, like, ito na yung mission, vision, goals, VMG. Meron bang ganun yung Bald Trekker?
Ang mission ko lang naman is to inspire. Yun lang talaga. It's very simple. Kanina, while on traffic, nagbabrowse-browse ako. Ito yung kinatuwa ko eh. Kasi una gusto ko lang mag-storytelling. I'm good at expressing myself through writing. Kaya ako nagbablog. Kasi pag nagsasalita ako, parang iba yung lumalabas. Yung hirap eh. Mahihayin akong tao naturally. And this is my way of telling the world what I'm doing and what right. I'm passionate about. Which is more effective. And then, sa video, ganun din naman. Tapos, my mission is, yung sabi ko, to inspire. Tapos, naging deeper doon. Kasi nakikita ko yung mga comments. Parang pag napapanood daw nila yung video ko, parang na-clear yung anxiety nila. Which is a surprise for me. Hindi ko akala yung maging ganun. Tapos, kanina lang, parang, sana, maraming salamat, sabi niya, nakapagbalik na ako sa pagbabike, na-clear yung depression kapag napapanood ko yung video. So, yung mga ganung nababasa ko, parang, wow. This is something deeper, ah. Parang with great power comes great responsibility, yeah. Na.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you're very influential, parang really like digital age, meron ka talagang great power. I mean, and great responsibility.
Totoo.
All right. So, Mimi, I want to talk now about like how did you start everything?
Mm.
You know, parang nagising ka na lang ba and like, man, kailangan ng blog, kailangan ng YouTube channel.
ang nangyari kasi, I was stuck in the 9-to-5 job. Parang nagiging stagnant na yung buhay ko. Buti na lang, I've met these friends na sobrang passionate about the outdoors. Noon na wala pa akong plano eh. And then, I have a background in, kasi communication arts. Then in high school, I was a writer. And then na-carry ko nung college. Why not? Gawin ko siya on the side. Pero okay. Isipin ko, ano yung susulat ko? And then at the same time, yung mga times sa'yo, yung mga travels ko nagpa-pile up na. And then blogging was a big thing back then.
Right.
Daming nagputukan ng mga creators noon through web content. Yun nga, mga nagsusulat, mga write-ups. So, okay, sige. Mukhang marketable naman siya sa panahon na ngayon. So, yun na, nag-come up na ako ng website, nagsusulat-sulat na ako, and ang ganda, effective naman. Tapos, para sa akin, I didn't want it to do it full-time muna. Parang outlet ko lang talaga siya at saka ma-practice yung writing skills ko. That's it. So, I'm gonna tell my story and then yun lang. Yun lang naman.
Okay. Sorry, what was your full-time job back then?
I was a...
If you don't mind me asking.
Sige. I was a claims officer in an insurance company.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then at the same time, I was doing agent work on the side. Kaya sobrang grind nung
panahon. Man, so sobrang busy. Tapos nakasingit ka pa ng pag-start.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Totoo. Fina-follow ko nun yung rule na minsan kasi hindi nagmamatter yung ginagawa mo full-time. What matters is what you do on the side. Kasi what you're passionate about, hindi mo naman muna kailangan going source of income.
Right.
If you have something, you do it for free. Okay lang naman kasi gusto mo siyang gawin. You keep your day job and at the same time, do something you're passionate about and then maybe, hopefully, one day, you can monetize that. Pero hindi naman yung naging motivation ko. Kasi natuto na ako nun eh. Money is not a good motivator talaga.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So, gusto ko lang talaga magsulat. That's it. And then, from there, nag-transition ako into video, which is a very big challenge para sa akin.
Yeah. Super gusto ko yung sinabi mo, no? Like, what matters is your passion. Cycling matters.
Yan.
Yes. Siningit
lang. Sakto na, siningit pa.
I love it.
But yeah, I mean, motivation. Like, ako, background ko, psychology. And then, like, there's this intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Money, for example, is an external reward. Or extrinsic motivation siya. It doesn't last that long. Maybe sa start, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pero like, it's all about the intrinsic motivation. Ayun, nagpo-push sa'yo from deep inside. And yun yung mas nag-matter. So, included yung passion, what you like about life. Yun yung nagpo-push. So yeah, yun ba yung like, kung mag-name ka ng isang bagay na nagpo-push sa'yo until now. Like, you've been doing this for like a couple of years now since. Yeah. Yung website around, was it?
2015.
Yeah. So, almost 4 years now. So, ano yung parang pinaka nagpo-push sa'yo kung mag-name ka ng isang bagay lang?
Yung fear na maging stagnant yung buhay.
Buhay mo?
Buhay ko. Na parang you're stuck in the 9-to-5 job. Ganun na lang ba? You go in and out of the office. Yung pera, nandiyan na yan eh. That's good. Kumikita ka. Pero ganito na lang balagi. Recent right. experience ko si dati, magli-leave ako ng matagal. Tapos, pagbalik ko, sabihin ko sa mga katrabaho ko, "Oy, kumusta? Anong balita?" Wala, ganun pa rin. Every time, laging ganun. And pare-pareho lahat. Yung trabaho, may tendency maging repetitious eh. Tapos ang bilis nung, parang mabagal na mabilis yung panahon.
Right, yeah.
And I don't want that to happen to me for a very long time. Tapos magkaka-family ka pa, tapos parang yun na lang lagi. So I want something na magkaka-flavor sa buhay ko. And then that's it. Yun ang naging motivation ko.
Nice. Well, kayo na nabanggit pa rin na parang you're an introvert, you know. Or like, sa start, parang nahihirapan mag-adjust. Because
mm-hmm.
like, and feeling ko, ang daming mga introverts na nakikinig, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? Ako nga, parang medyo mix ako eh from my last perso test.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mix. So parang minsan introvert, yan, umimili. But like, kung magbibig ka ng tip for, or tips for, you know, our listeners na, you know, nahihiya or parang nahihirapan na, you know, to go out there and do content creation or gusto na mag-start ng vlog pero syempre may nag-hinder from deep inside, personality, etc. Ano yung pwede mong bigay na tip?
Three things. Kung ano yung in-apply ko nung nagpa-practice pa lang ako. Number one is to find your niche para mas maging komportable ka. Kasi yung iba, nagiging motivation nila na ay gusto kong maging YouTuber para sumikat, para gandaan. Or parang monetary eh. Ay, kumikita yeah. pala sa YouTube. Okay yan. Which is para sa akin, iset aside nyo muna yan. Everything else will follow. Hanap ka muna ng gusto mong gawin. And then, mas magiging confident kang i-express yung sarili mo eh. Through that topic. Pangalawa, practice. It took me 9 solid months of daily Instagram story vlogging just to transition to YouTube.
Nine solid months.
Sabi ko sa sarili ko, if I want to do this, I want to do this in the bigger platform. Kailangan kong gawin to every day with me shaking the cobwebs out of my insecurities or shyness para pagdating ko sa YouTube, okay na ako. So nag-edit ako noon every day, about 2 to 3 hours. Nag-practice ako mobile editing. Sige, dito, cellphone muna. So talagang repetitious yun. Wala akong exact topic muna. Kung ano yung ginagawa ko araw-araw, kunwari, work, break time, sige, idodocument ko to, and then edit. So, nandun na yung humaharap ako sa camera, nagsasalita ako in public, tapos, pag uwi ko, edit. Yun yung ginawa ko. So, yun. And then, pangatlo naman is yung consistency. Kagaya na nun, yung nga, after, for 9 solid months, ginawa ko yun. Grabe. So, yun lang naman, mapapractice ka eh, na doon mo makikita yung kung paano ka sa camera, may ha-assess mo yung sarili mo. And then, siguro bonus na rin is look for like-minded people na rin. Mas maging comfortable kang ma-express yung sarili mo.
Parang pag nasa, you belong in a community of like-minded, of friends, ganun.
Totoo.
Pero grabe, 9 months, parang ka nagbuntis, man.
Yun nga, ito na yung baby ko yung YouTube.
Oh, this is literally your baby.
Yung may channel.
So you really had the intention in mind, like, okay, I wanna go to YouTube, but I think I have to practice first. Or was it like okay, I'll try like vlogging a bit like on Instagram or like documenting, and then I was like, oh wait, I could go on YouTube. Or so was it more organic, or you already had that in mind from the get-go?
More on ano muna eh. Ang daming aspects eh. Una yung confidence ko. Kailangan ko i-boost. Pangalawa is yung sa technical na rin. Kasi if you're gonna edit through your cellphone, 1 to 2 minute video, that's fine. Pero kunwari, long form video, mahirapan ako niyan maging yeah. regular kasi
right,
wala pa
yeah.
So yun. Not that kailangan naman ng mga expensive gear pagdating sa YouTube, pero kailangan ko ng efficient na gamit. So while I'm building myself, while I'm practicing my craft, at the same time, nag-invest na rin ako para sa mga gamit. So,
right.
But it's really nice knowing, because I think like people are scared that like, oh, I have to be like good at it right away, but it's nice hearing that like it really took you a while, like, and it's nice that you're honest about it, that you know these things like really take time, and
Ito.
That it's possible, like even though it takes a while, that you can actually do it. It's like, wow, 9 months. That commitment and that consistency is super cool.
meron din kasing fear eh. Yung kunwari nagsisimula ka pa lang, paano kung i-bash ako, paano kung hindi nila magustuhan. Meron din naman akong ganun. Kaya sa Instagram kasi family and friends lang makakita eh. So, okay, sige, practice. And then, two things. While doing those videos for 9 months, ang dalawa lang yung tumatak sa akin eh. Naging parang prinsipyo ko nun. Number one, syempre, parang kumbaga, kung i-compare ganyan, parang half-baked lang yung mga yun. Hindi siya okay eh. Ngayon nga, nahihirapan akong panoorin eh. So, ito lang yung ano, sinabi ko sa sarili ko. And natutunan ko to if yung mga listeners if they're into Casey Neistat, everybody knows Casey naman. Ano ba yung sinabi niya? Wait lang. Sabi nga, don't let perfection get in the way of your good enough. Yun yung, sige, okay, medyo sablay yung slow motion, sablay yung nag-stutter ka, okay lang yan. You put it out there or wala ka ma-put out. Right. Yun lang naman yun. And then number two, ito yung motivational speaker na pinapakinggan ko hanggang ngayon. Parang kumbaga nag-follow ko siya kasi talaga solid. More on sa social media content siya, si Gary Vaynerchuk. Yeah, I'm wearing shoes right now. Sobrang idol ko siya. He said, whatever you put out there, nobody cares. Yun lang naman yun. Nobody cares kung anong ginagawa mo. So, naisip ko, okay, wala naman palang mga kailam sa akin. So, anyway, gagawin ko na lang. Gusto ko magtell ng story eh. Yeah, so, go. Put it out there. So there, those are the two things that pushed me in the span of 9 months na yun.
Oh, that's so inspiring. Parang, man, feeling ko one of these days, like magigising na lang ako na yung, okay, kailangan ko ng personal vlog about anything.
Why not?
Si Jer could do it, like, why not me?
Diba? I mean, 9 months, so next year. Alright, so I'm more interested about your... I'm also interested about the way you do your content creation. Like, what do you love about it? Or ano yung mga challenges? Like, I recently watched your video and then like, halimbawa, you were climbing Sierra Madre, you were climbing Teresa, and then nagbi-video ka. Like, sobrang hirap kaya, mahirap nang umakyat.
Yeah, like
napareha sa kamay mo na sa handlebar and then like meron ka pang like ano yung camera ka? GoPro.
Now GoPro ka yun.
And then like tapos magsasalita ako pa. Hirap na huminga, man. Like sobra, how sobra. Do you do it? I mean, ano yung love? Is it a challenge or baka kebsa lang yun for you?
Naghalo-halo na yung mga elements na kailangan gawin para ma-execute yung ganun. Pangalawa, well, kailangan mag-practice. So weekdays, I squeeze a very small amount of time just to ride. Bibigyan ko sarili ko ng 1 to 2 hours. Kailangan makauwi na ako rito kasi ang dami ko pang gagawin. Siguro nakatulong yun. So yun, C6, sprint ako hanggang Taytay. Tapos akit akong Antenna Hill, tapos uwi na ako. Ganun, kasi ang dami ko pang gagawin.
Right.
Yun. So rush eh. Diba? Kaya nakatawa yung escape plan sa Strava.
Yeah.
Kasi totoo eh. Escape plan talaga siya. You have to allot this time para makaride ka. Kasi ang dami pang gagawin. So... it's a good escape. At nakatulong na rin. And then yung mga weekend rides na talagang yung... minsan sinasadya ako sumama sa mga barkada kong kumakarera para lang makisabay. So, yun lang naman. And then you don't have to be fast pag nagvo-vlog. Yun lang naman para safe na rin.
Yeah.
Kasi right. Pag sa mga open highways tsaka sa mga bayan, hindi ako nagvo-vlog kasi sobrang delikado.
Yeah.
So, I'll make sure na talagang malinis, maluwag, yung mga, kaya yung mga morong baras, mostly doon ako nagsasalita eh. Kasi,
right, yeah.
You know, mga palayan eh, panalo. There.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I remember I kind of tried to vlog when I was in Batanes riding, and then I crashed into a tree.
Oh my God.
So, well, to be fair, because like the bike that I was using, it was an old mountain bike, and I'm used to road bikes. So, and I was also distracted by the view rin, and I was trying to like vlog it. I had my sister's selfie stick pa, and then wala, like I didn't realize, but I was trying to avoid something, and then I crashed into a tree. But I didn't get like, I only got like a really big like. I forgot the word. Sugat. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't remember. But anyway. But yeah, and then huge bruises. But so like, just imagining that you're like riding while vlogging. And at least you're able to do it safely. Cause,
yeah. Actually, ano, yeah. hindi ako nagsi-selfie stick kasi sobrang delikado niya. So handheld lang talaga kung ano yung gamit ko.
Okay.
Yun na yun. Kasi an action camera, yung field of view niya, it's good enough na eh. And then I keep my eyes on the road. So habang nagsasalita ako, parang mag-glance lang ako ng konti sa camera and then balik na. Ganyan lang siya. Yun lang.
Oh, singit lang. Have you seen the, ano? Sobrang ganda ng features ng bagong GoPro. This is not a paid promotion.
But we hope for one in the future.
Yeah, please sponsor us. GoPro 8, like, sobrang stabilized and everything. Yeah. Like, it's so nice. Are you gonna get?
I'm gonna get. Actually, ano eh, parang nagka-buyer's remorse ako sa 7. Kasi biglang lumabas yung 8. Pero naisip ko, hindi, ganun naman. Every year naman naglalabas sila.
Right, yeah.
Siguro ako. Siguro sa next generation na lang. Kasi mas happy pa ako sa 7 eh. Yeah, pero 8, grabe. Sobrang, wow.
But pero thought, laki ng jump ng 6 to 7. Like,
totoo.
Sobrang laki.
I already thought the 7 was good from what I remember.
It's good enough.
Yeah. Actually, lahat ng tao eh. Nung lumabas sa 7, parang, oh my God, this is the best. Pero yung 8, parang improvement lang ng everything. Mm. Parang ganun.
Wow.
Parang ganun siya. But, yeah, anyway. I wanna ask this question. What can people expect from your blog in the future? So, you mentioned earlier na parang gu-venture ka na sa ibang, parang ibang components ng blogging. So, what else? Like, ano yung mga expect?
Actually, marami gusto ko na mag-diversify din to attract more people. Kasi, di ba, hindi pwedeng puro sa mga siklista lang tayo mag-cater eh. May mga non-cyclist din na gusto kong i-reach out para at least, di ba, we can spread the advocacy. So, and then, yung ano rin, yung sa travel part, saka yung sa outdoors. So, magkakaroon din tayo ng outdoor content. And then, siguro yung mga ano rin, actually, yung mga talking head na videos, yung saan nag-express lang ako, nag-voice out ako ng opinions, yan, para at least mas more on open forum ba, kasi open lang right, yung comment section. Diba? Let's have more thought-provoking topics naman. So,
okay, that's nice. Okay.
Among others.
So before tayo mag-proceed sa next, parang let's take a break muna from, okay, you know, vlogging talk and stuff.
Yeah, let's just like ask a few like questions. So I think we can all answer, but then let's start with Germuna. So first, our first question for everyone. What is your favorite cycling location? So
ay wow. Actually ang dami. But if I would choose one.
Wait, ito muna yung napuntahan na.
Napuntahan na ba or
yung no, your favorite as in like that you've been to.
Ay, okay. All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Ang thanks. Dami. Cycling. Ang hirap naman yung isipin kasi ang dami talaga.
Off
pero
the top
sige,
of your head.
Off the top of my head.
And why?
Ooh, yes. That's important.
There are a lot of places that I want to go to and I've been. Pero siguro off the top of my head, Rizal talaga. Kasi yun talagang go-to cycling destination eh. And then you go, parang... At saka nakaka-challenge din you have to go out of the city. You have to beat the rush hour or the gridlock of the traffic.
Right. Yeah.
Just to get to that paradise kasi 'di ba mabundok, mahangin, malamig, ang daming climbs to practice. So any places in Rizal na lampas ng kainta at saka taytay kasi medyo ano parang
yeah.
Yan, yung Morong Baras, Tanay, yeah. Sobrang ano siya. Sobrang ideal para sa akin.
Okay. Nice. Ako malapit sa Rizal, Laguna part, yung Caliraya.
Oh.
So pinuntahan natin with Team Loyola.
Yeah. Shout out to TL.
So yun din, dalhin sa
sarap
ano
doon sa Laguna sa Caliraya.
Yeah, so parang maganda yung place
so
din.
Nice. Yeah.
Yung papunta, yun gets ka rin sa Rizal, dakan Rizal tapos parang out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yung probinsya vibes. Tapos parang like may feel mo eh na parang ang fresh bigla ng hangin, alam mo, sariwa. So, yun sa akin. How about sa'yo, Karen?
The very first one that came to mind was for me Batanes. It's just that I wish I had my road bike with me or that a bike that I was familiar with because it was pretty hard riding because Batanes is a very bike friendly place. It's just that yung mga bike rentals old yung mga bikes eh.
Right,
so
yeah.
The one I was able to get during I think second to the last day there, I was pretty lucky already, but then still it's pretty old and then the seat post would always go down. So it was kind of a hassle. I think that's partly why I fell. So but another one that came to mind, I just don't know the exact location, but I just Because I haven't really ridden, like, the farthest I've ridden straight in within Antipolo is, like, from QC to Hinalugang Taktak. But then, when I was going, I think, was Yakaliraya with, like, Team Loyola, there was a part, I just remember there was, like, a gas station. And then it's, like, a long stretch of road. I don't remember where it is. I think it's going towards Fami Laguna.
Okay.
But I just remember, like, it's, like, really, like, puro fields. But it's kind of sad because there used to be more trees, according to, like, my teammates. But then they're doing road widening there. So I'm sorry. I really don't remember the exact location. But it's just really nice, like riding in that, like, stretch of road. And then it's all greenery.
Right,
like,
yeah.
That's really, like, part of what makes cycling, like, really worth it. And why, like, even though I mostly, like, ride my bike as a form of commuting, which I also enjoy, but then just knowing that, like, motivating myself to get stronger so that I could reach places where it's, like, full of greenery, because I'm always riding in the city.
Right, yeah.
But I enjoy, that's a different kind of enjoyment for me, but then it, like, the view is really what motivates me. I remember one time I was still starting out, and I had to climb this pretty steep part, and then I really wanted to give up, but it was super hot. But then when I reached the top, the view was super worth it. So I was like, my suffering was worth it.
Right. Parang ganun talaga sa at least sa Metro Manila. Like, kailangan mag-effort para lang makaalis.
Totoo.
Ay, man, tapos kailangan mag-effort para makauwi. Yeah.
Patintero muna tsaka usok-usok,
di ba?
Yeah, no, it's really like a concrete jungle.
And yes.
And not helpful that, like, you have to deal with the vehicular traffic. So, yeah. But okay, anyway, let's move on to our other question, which is, what is your dream cycling location? Like, where would you want? Like, where would you want to bike? Like, as in super dream mo talaga.
Kung dream cycling destination man or location, lakihan na natin. Dream naman eh.
Yeah, game. Yeah. Any, like, if you wanna bike on the moon. I don't know.
Why not?
Diba? I thought that just popped in my head.
Oh, reach for the moon.
Hindi ko naisip yun.
Pero walang gravity, diba? So,
okay.
I don't know why did I think of that? Okay, but anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Gusto ko try sa Rotorua, sa New Zealand. Sarap. Saka Whistler, sa Canada. Yun yung mountain biking destination daw eh. Yung mecca of mountain biking.
Ah, talaga? Diba? Parang mga trails, gano'n?
Trails siya. Tapos, yung mga open roads din nila, ang ganda. Sobrang linis, sobrang ayos. So, wow. It's a dream. Ito, bilang isang siklista.
Sa akin naman, gusto ko sa Switzerland.
Ah, oh, yes.
So, yung mga, hindi naman trails. So, sa akin naman parang road. Mm-hmm. Pero, like, dinadaanan mo yung gilid ng mga bundok. Mm-hmm. So, makita mo yung mga bundok, gano'n. Tapos, yung mga roads sila doon, walang barriers eh. Pero parang okay lang. Pwede kang malaglag. Pero parang ganda eh. Parang may kasama siya, may value added siya sa kagandahan nung destination na yun eh. Sa Switzerland. Yun sa akin. How about you, Karen?
Well, for me, like, internationally, like, I want to go to Amsterdam. Like, cause it's right. Really like, yeah, a cycling, yeah, city. Like, cause actually when I try to think of like actual cycling destinations I want to go, like, really the first thing that comes to mind as someone who's more regularly a commuter, like, I want to know what it's like to bike in a city that's very friendly to cyclists. Mm-hmm. Where, because actually my family, they went to Amsterdam for one day just a few weeks ago, and then they my family really knows me. They immediately messaged me. They're like, Karen, this is your city. Like, it's they have good cheese, and then they have good cheese, and it's super clean, and they're all biking, which is very sweet. Like, I like that my family supports my cycling lifestyle, and they know what I really want in life. But I know that I want to, like, bike, like, in the Philippines. But what I really I don't have a particular location in mind. I guess because I haven't really studied it. But then it's really my dream to actually, like, bike tour around the Philippines, like, even my own.
Right, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be like dire-diretso. Kahit, like, going here and then, cause usually, like, if you're a digital nomad, kaya yun eh. But then, like right now, I don't know the feasibility for me, but hopefully I'll get there because I really do want to explore the Philippines by bike. Because I mean, I really enjoy cycling, and it's really a different experience, like immersing, like being on the bike, because you notice like so many things that you wouldn't have noticed had you been in a car, even in a bus.
Yeah, yeah, right? Definitely.
So, that's really my dream.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. All right, so I guess we can proceed now to the next half of the episode.
Yes.
Yep.
So, you have been creating content for quite a while now, and we're interested in learning about parang what you think about the cycling culture in the Philippines. Ano ba yung Pinoy cyclista? Ganyan. Parang in the cycling community, you're known as Jer Victor. Yeah. And you visited a lot of bike shops na, ridden to a lot of cycling destinations, and perhaps you've met a lot of cyclists along the way. So, like for you personally, na this time, like, what do you think of cycling, of the cycling culture in the Philippines? Or like maybe if you have thoughts about good culture, bad culture, kung meron. So, what do you think of it?
Ang kinatutuwa ko sa cycling culture natin is yung camaraderie.
Right,
at saka yung generally yung vibrance nito. Sobrang nakakatawa kasi sa lahat ng sports, sa lahat ng community na I've been with or I've been to, ito lang yung may pag-usap ka sa isang tao na hindi naman kayo close. Pero pag nag-usap kayo, parang, uy, may something ah. Parang nakaka-relate kayo sa isa't isa.
Yeah.
Ang galing lang. Parang nandun yung pagiging Pinoy na rin natin. Na we're very accommodating. We're very hospitable. And we have something in common na napag-uusapan. Nakatuwa nga eh. Then, kasi you'll say bye-bye to each other and then makalimuto yung pangalan niya. Anong pangalan nun? Pero okay kayo. Parang tagal niyo na magkaibigan pag nag-usap kayo.
Right,
so that kind of culture sobrang nakakatuwa. To think na hindi ako nag-i-initiate ng conversation, pero pagdating sa cycling, okay ako. So there.
May experience ako dati sa nagbabike commute ako tapos pauwi. And then may isang siklista na nakatabi sa sidewalk, nakabaliktad yung bike niya, si May naayos siya sa bike. Tapos parang ako, wala lang, biglang natural na parang, uy pare, okay ka lang?
Yeah.
Anong kailangan mo? May multi-tool ako dito, ba ganyan, flat ba, may tube ako. Parang napaka-natural eh, ganun. And then like, sabi siya, hindi, okay lang ako, nasira lang ganyan, yeah, pero naayos naman, makawi ka naman, walang problema, ganyan. And then like, so parang ang sarap sa pakiramdam, ang gaan ng feeling. Pag-uwi ko, parang kwento ko siya sa asawa ko, sabi niya, like, di ba may ganun naman sa iba? Like, kunwari, may, that since we're nice people, kapag may iba naman na, kaya nagda-drive or nakamotor, pero pag kailangan ng tulong, di ba tutulungan natin? Tapos ako, nga, no? Pero, parang may iba eh. May iba kapag may connection ka eh. Di ba? Alam mong siklista ka, kahit anumang klase yung bisikleta mo, pero parehas tayong bikers, may something in common na nagko-connect sa atin.
Diba? Totoo.
And I think overall, like, cyclists are generally a lot friendlier. Like, even though, like, you don't really strike a conversation, just nodding, like, saying hi. Because, I don't know, that's really one of the things I really enjoy about, like, cycling. Like, I don't know, because sometimes, like, especially, like, when you commute, like, it just feels so, like, dehumanizing.
Totoo.
That you're beside all these metal boxes, metal death machines. Sorry, like I don't hate cars, but like sorry, no, because sometimes like, dude, like
death machine, parang no. Matatrauma na ako sa
sila. No, okay.
Parang may cognitive dissonance. I don't hate cars, but like death machines.
No, well, because what I mean is that, like, because you know they're really like how many pounds, like 2,000 to 4,000 pounds, one wrong move, like, it can kill you,
right,
diba?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Sorry. So, what is my point? it's a bit dehumanizing that, like, sometimes, like you don't see, like, the driver or whatever, but then with cyclists, like, you see, like, another human face, and, like, for them to, like, acknowledge you. I mean, I know, like, it's not, you know, stranger danger and whatever, but then sometimes, like, you know, it's nice to know that, like, there are other people and then that they acknowledge your presence and, like, you're not just, like, you know. Because, you know, I mean, it's pretty tough, like, being in Metro Manila. Like, it's like...
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the grind and whatever, but it just makes it more human.
Totoo.
Is there a... like a not so nice culture, like medyo pang challenge lang, you know, meron ba na not nice
siguro,
can you think of something?
Siguro sa akin lang yung ano, yung you want to strike a conversation and or siguro yun nga nandun established na yung rapport ng tao, tapos biglang parang more on kung ano na yung bike na gamit mo, parang nagkakaroon ng comparison, yeah. Parang ito dapat ginto ganyan, bakit ganyan yung gamit mo, bakit di ba nasa kalsada ka, bakit ka nagma-mountain bike, or pwede ba yung merong ano eh, parang nagiging purist or nagkakaroon ng parang dogma na parang not necessarily, di ba?
Yun lang naman
parang nagiging by the book na masyado yung mga yung ibang nakakausap.
Oo, parang kasi, nalilimit yung pwede mong pag-usapan eh. Halimbawa, pag mountain bike, dapat ganito. Pag road bike, ganito. Or pag folding, whatever. No. Okay, gets. Ako naman parang, minsan parang, sa mga discussions, parang kuyari, pinag-uusapan yung issue, like, a lack of bike lanes. Tapos, mapapansin ng mga tao yung mga trivial stuff. Halimbawa, well, hindi naman ganun ka-trivial. Like, kasi naman walang helmet eh. Parang nakapasok ng victim blaming. O kaya, minsan, may mga tao mag-ask ng maayos ng tips. Halimbawa, paano umakyat ng bundok. Mm-hmm. Pero yung reply, medyo hindi helpful. Tuhod lang.
What?
may value naman. Pero like, minsan hindi lang siya ganun ka-helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Parang may chance ka na magtumulong eh. Pero minsan kulang. Lalang. I mean, it's not that bad. It's not that good either. That's just for me. But anyway, sige. How about, what do you think is unique here in the country in terms of cycling culture? Alam ko nabanggit natin before na parang sa ibang bansa. Halimbawa, nagbabike sila, tapos mag-stop sila for coffee, sa mga coffee shops. Sa Pilipinas, parang hindi eh. Wala nga masyadong bike racks sa coffee shops eh. And then
is there any sort of bike parking?
Di ba? Parang wala eh. And magbabike ka to para magbulalo, Pansit, o Lugaw, di ba? Mas ganun yung common. So, how about for you, Jer, na marang, ano yung nakita mo parang unique sa Pilipinas?
Para sa akin, dalawa na nakita ko eh. Yung resilience ng mga Pilipinong siklista. Di ba? We have to go through hell just to experience yung sarap ng lugar. Yung na-mention ko kanina na grabe tayo sa ano, sa traffic, kasi nga wala tayong proper bike lane, pero nagsusurvive tayo, di ba? Siguro ko sa mga taga-ibang bansa, tapos gagawin yun on a day-to-day basis, parang challenging para sa kanila. Sa atin, nakapag-adapt na tayo eh, di ba? Parang hihintuan ka ng jeep sa harapan, tapos mag-go sila, uusukan ka. Yung mga ganun. And then pangalawa naman is yung pagiging friendly natin sa isa't isa. 'Di ba? Ang galing lang, hindi mo kilala, pero kasi kunwari nagko-commute tayo, naglalakad, hindi naman tayo mag-good morning sa isa't isa eh. Mm. 'Di ba? Every man for himself pag nagko-commute. Pero pag nagbo-bike tayo, it's a simple ring of a bell or 'di ba, good morning, yung mga lumulusong, good morning, ikaw naman umahan, good morning. Parang hirap na 'di ba? Ganun lang. 'Di ba? So 'yun. I think that's something unique with the Filipino cycling culture.
Yeah. I mean, like mga andaming parang bigla nag-uusap. Minsan parang may kasabay akong lolo, tapos sabihin niya, saan biyahe mo? Diyan lang. Parang alam mo yun, parang hindi mo pag-uusapan on a regular basis eh.
Diba?
Parang minsan parang, siguro kung wala ka sa bike, parang, ano pa kailan mo? Saan ako pupunta? may camaraderie eh.
Yeah, exactly.
Parang matatakot ka pa kung tinanong kayo.
Bakit? Nautusan na ako sa tindahan.
Sabay hawak ng cellphone.
Okay, so ano naman, like meron bang what do you think we have to change as cyclists, as Filipino cyclists? Kung meron, like siguro sa ugali, or meron ba na parang tingin mo pwede pang ma-improve? Medyo mahirap to. Parang iniisip ko kasi like
siguro yung ano lang, yung wag siguro ano natin, i-reframe natin yung kunwari, may nakitang walang helmet, tapos ipipicturan, tapos lalagay sa social media, huwag tularan, hindi nage-helmet, kasi hindi naman siya nakaka-help.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
Kasi pag may nangyari dun sa naka-helmet, sa walang helmet, tapos na-aksidente, na ano, wala na nang magagawa eh. pag shiname mo siya online, hindi naman siya automatic magkaka-helmet eh, or susundan niya yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, ano eh, nandun na yung, ano ba yung purpose mo? Bakit mo siya, you know, is it to shame the person or is it to educate? Siyempre, focus na lang tayo dun sa kung paano siya magkaka-helmet, di ba? Or paano maging habit niya. Naman, yeah. Diba? So, there's a positive way of saying it or conveying it to the public.
Right.
So, yun lang naman.
Okay. Sige. So, yung last question ka na lang, what is your cycling dream for the Philippines?
Ooh.
Wow. So, medyo deep, no? Miss Universe.
Para sa akin, syempre, yung kung ano yung hinihiling ng lahat, unang-una, yung proper bike lanes. Nandiyan na tayo. Nagde-demand, hindi lang tayo nag-aas, nagde-demand na tayo eh, kasi
tama, yeah.
'Di ba? Yung lalo na recently, ang taas ng death toll ng cycling, ng mga siklista. Nagugulat na lang ako, babalitaan na lang ako, 'di ba? And these cyclists, hindi sila yung mga beginners eh. Mga batikan na to sa larangan eh, 'di ba? Mga atleta pa ngayon na bibiktima ngayon, which is a surprise. Kasi 'di ba, bilang sila mas aware sila eh. Mm-hmm. Alam na nila yung ginagawa nila, pero na pa rin sila, na aksidente pa rin. So siguro ito na yung talaga yung time na at least ma-address na ng higher ups kung kailangan na ba talaga, which is dapat nga talaga. Proper bike lanes, proper exercise and traffic rules sa public, kasi hindi lang tayo pwedeng umasa sa gobyerno, syempre tayo rin naman.
Right.
Yeah. And then sana magkaroon na ng batas para sa mga siklista, kasi hanggang ngayon wala pa rin. And I'm so happy na nagkakaroon na ng petition ngayon. Mm-hmm. Na nag-come up si Sir Raymond, si Attorney Raymond Fortun. Kaya,
parang may movement na movement na parang eh. Okay, nagiging mas aware na lahat ng tao, parang hindi lang yung mga nasa higher ups, pero like halimbawa from grassroots.
Totoo.
Wala sa community mismo na parang ito na. Na diba? Hindi lang tayo tama ka, na parang hindi lang natin na ask for it, like but we demand it, you know.
Diba? Yun eh, ito na yun eh. And yung sinabi nga rin, hindi lang sa isang social status ang cycling eh, from the grassroots to the mga big time na tao nagba-bike. And hindi porke malaki yung in-earn mo is nagko-kotse ka, hindi na ganun ngayon.
Ang dami
nang gustong mag-bike to work kasi grabe na talaga yung traffic natin. Di ba? Actually, gusto mag-bike kanina, umuulan lang.
Oo.
I rode through the rain earlier.
Oh, man, Karen!
And then, yeah, like, and it's so hard, like, as a cyclist because there's no proper bike lane. And then, going on the way, there's so many potholes. And when it rains,
right,
makes it even worse. And I just wanted to, like, touch on what you said earlier, that even veteran cyclists like are the ones like who are being killed, like so it just goes to show, because I think there's a mentality that oh, like you get killed because it's your fault, like like kasalanan mo yan, like oh you weren't too careful. But sometimes, like as a cyclist, like you can do everything, you can have like all the protective gear, you can be super careful, but sometimes like there's like this really like inconsiderate driver or like someone who goes counterflow. So it's really like you can't keep blaming the cyclist, like
Or talagang ano lang eh, kumbaga kasi sasakyan maraming blind spots, so they cannot always be aware of kung ano yung mga sides na oy may baka siklista ba or wala.
Right, yeah.
Ang hirap eh. So talagang proper bike lane ang challenge lang talaga is siguro yung urban planning, and then
yung
proper use of the bike lane, kasi iba pinapasukan pa rin ng mga ibang sasakyan or ng ibang pedestrians. So
yeah, like urban planning, like yung discuss natin from previous episode,
yes.
With Aldrin. So kung di nyo pa napapahinggan, pahinggan niya
si Manila Moves.
Yes, Manila Moves.
Alright.
Na-discuss natin kung gaano complex yung problema, na parang hindi ka pwede mag-pinpoint ng isang factor lang.
Yes.
Ang daming ibang pangyayari, parang kasama lahat tayo eh, na parang either be part of the problem or be part of the solution, right?
Right, right.
So, yeah, that's the dream.
Yeah. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So, ganun lang. That's it.
Okay, so, Ledger, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And maybe you could tell our listeners like where we can follow you on social media, and maybe invite our listeners to subscribe to
your channel
and follow your pages. So
yeah. So sa mga nakikinig, for those who are listening, my name is Jer Victor. I create videos and web content regarding tips, reviews, and events, mostly about cycling. I also do content about the outdoors. So if you want to follow me, if you want to subscribe, my name is Jer Victor in YouTube. I have a website, balltrekker.com, Instagram, Jer_Victor, Facebook, pangalan ko na rin, Jer Victor. So yeah, just type my name, makikita nyo na yan. So please subscribe, tick the bell button, mananotify kayo. Facebook, just like my page, then usap-usap tayo ron. Ride safely.
Yes. And so catch our episode next week when we start talking about a must-have app called Strava for cyclists. So most cyclists should know about Strava, but you want to talk about it, especially for people who don't, non-cyclists who don't really know about it, or for like other cyclists who just, you know, fun to listen to as well. So, and don't forget to subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a Monday. So just search Cycling Matters on your favorite podcast platform while you're stuck in the dreadful Philippine traffic. So if you're still stuck in traffic, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Again, that's cyclingmatters.ph. So thanks again, and ride safe, Philippines.